Blake, I didn't get to see hardly any of the spring game. I'm not a spring game guy. I'm not a believer. It's fake football. Intra-squad football ain't real. But what was revealed in LSU's game? And is there really a quarterback competition? Because I voted for Max Johnson after the Florida game.
Yeah, good morning, Bill. Yeah, I think that it's still Max Johnson's position to lose. I do think that Miles showed some good things in this new offense with Jake Peets. But, Bill, they are so vanilla. I mean, they didn't run but about 1% of their offense. They didn't run any RPOs. And really and truthfully, I thought Max Johnson showed that with his feet, along with his arm, is the quarterback that should be starting for LSU. So, yeah, I'd say that there's a QB race. I think that Miles did some really good things, but it's not as close as some people here have made it. You know, overreaction Monday was in full effect this week. But it's not as close as people think, but it's not as far as people think either. But I still think that it's going to be Max game one, snap one against UCLA. I just don't think that you have any other choice but to start him because of the good stuff that he's doing and how mobile he is with his feet.
What's Finley going to do? I know they don't want to announce it yet. No school wants to announce it in the spring because it cleans out your quarterback room. But what's his future?
You know, Bill, it's really interesting. A lot of people think he's transferring. Bill, a 4.0 student, he's not a dumb kid. And look, his dad, you know, I don't think his dad was really happy with him and his performance. And didn't blame the coaching staff. You know, on the game Saturday. He comes from a family of a lot of hard workers. It wouldn't surprise me, Bill, either way, if we're being honest, if he transfers or if he stays at LSU. It just wouldn't surprise me. I think if I had to bet everything on it, if I had to bet the house that he'll transfer at some point. It might not be this season. It could be next when you have Walker Howard coming in as well. He showed some really good things, but it's still just the inability of good footwork and pocket presence and pocket footwork that you're going to have to – it's basic footwork and just reference to throwing the football. I mean, whether it be baseball, basketball, sometimes basketball, I guess you say, and mainly football, if you're not going to set your feet and throw the football, your arm's not going to always just get you out of trouble like it did in high school. He's got to work on his footwork, and that's always been the biggest problem with TJ. And he's sometimes when he's under pressure, he just regresses back to the sloppy footwork. So if he wants to do that, that's fine. But you're not going to be able to do that in the SEC. He's going to have to work on that really hard.
What else stood out? Not just spring game, but spring football. What was revealed?
Bill, I think that let me use this as a holistic statement. I think Durante Jones, the defensive coordinator, and what he's doing in the secondary, a guy that's been in the NFL, a guy that has been with Mike Zimmer with the Minnesota Vikings, who is pretty much well-known in NFL circles as one of the best DB coaches in the NFL. What he's done in moving some corners to safety, meaning Jay Ward and Rodarius Jones, and watching some of the spring and watching, you know, fans saw it in the spring game, what they were able to do in lockdown coverage and one-on-one. And Bill, spring games are basically one-on-one matchups. It's vanilla across the board. And those two guys really had good days, and they had good springs. So I think that the back five, back seven have shown that they can be really good. You know, Dwight McLaughlin is a guy. A corner, 6'2", long corner that LSU has always liked to go get. You have probably your third corner that they've always been looking for. And, Bill, I'm going to be with the talent that you have in this DB room. When you have Derek Stingley, Elias Ricks, Dwight McLaughlin, who came on late last season and what he's shown all spring, now Jay Ward, and you have a five-star guy in Sage Ryan coming in along with Jordan Toles, who made some waves. Bill, this is a really talented unit. And so they have a lot of talent and experience on all three levels on defense. I thought the defensive line played really well. They had a couple linebackers out, but the D-line, the depth-wise, with two starters out just on Saturday, for an example, really did well. And they just have eight guys, maybe even nine, that they feel confident that if they had to absolutely start, they're okay with it. So I think that that has been the biggest surprise to me from going to the defense, how bad it was last season, to kind of the communication that they've done and the things that they've done in one off season. Very quickly, Bill, the one thing that I noticed in this spring game, and just some little tidbits, because I'm like you, I don't really care, you know, it doesn't really matter too much. But right, the defense on one play against Max Johnson, when it was in man-to-man coverage, and right as the ball snapped, they break out and rush out to a zone, confuse Max Johnson. He throws the ball to Kayshon Boutte. Three defenders are around him because they implemented the zone. The communication went really well in this DB room, which we all know was so bad last season, and they are always there was always a miscommunication. So in just a couple short months, I think that they're able to learn this defense really quickly and implement it on the field from what we've seen this spring and this past Saturday.
Regardless of the spring game, the defensive line has numbers and personnel. That's a fact.
No question. And Bill, I don't want to overreact, and I'm not going to overreact, but Ed Orgeron has built what he's wanted to build ever since he became the head coach at LSU. This D-line has serious numbers, and they have some serious talent. Jaquelin Roy had three sacks Saturday. Again, forget that. He's been doing that all spring. He's been doing that in game, you know, when they opened it up 2 weeks ago, he was dominating. And then you have Mason Smith, who, if you know, Ed Orgeron came out and told us that he was a little nicked up. Well, goodness gracious, if you didn't play that kid because he was a little nicked up in the 10 plays that he had eight pressures, okay, you sign me up, you know, inject that into me, because if you're going to put Jaquelin Roy, Mason Smith, and a lot of B.J. Ojulari, and all these guys on this defensive line, they really remind me from a depth perspective that 2008 Florida defense. Maybe not some guys that were going to be high draft picks, but just some serious depth along that defensive line that you can rotate guys in and out. Because, Bill, quite honestly, your third or fourth defensive defensive tackle right now is Mason Smith. And that's a great problem to have. And so they show that they can be dominating in the running game. They show that they can get after the passer. And they're starting DNs. And Andre Anthony and Ali Gay didn't play. And Bill, I'm gonna throw this out there. Savion Jones, another freshman defensive end coming in. Some people had him in Louisiana as the number one recruit in the state above Mason Smith. They think that he's that special. But regardless, those two guys are going to be on the defensive line together as freshmen. And so a lot of people are looking forward to that as well.
I will ask you in jest. Anything new on the Arch Manning story?
No. you know, no. Yes and no. I mean, I think that it's going to – I think that Sark in Texas might have a little bit of a shot. But no, Bill. I mean, because there's so many people saying, what is Arch doing? What is Arch doing? What is Arch doing? And I don't even think the kid knows what he's doing. I will tell you that there were some, you know, the Mannings did do some things with LSU the last couple of weeks, but it doesn't, you know, people are like, oh my God, they did this with Ed Orgeron at LSU. It doesn't really affect anything. It doesn't mean anything. They've been doing it for 5 years before Arch was even in high school. So not really anything with Arch. What I will tell you, though, Bill, is that there's a chance that you have four or five-star quarterbacks from the state of Louisiana in a camp. When they open up this dead period and LSU wants to do a camp, you could have five of these guys in the state of Louisiana, Ricky Collins being one of them, who has really emerged from Woodlawn and Baton Rouge. If that happens, it's going to be a really fun camp to watch when you have that many talented quarterbacks in one room.
Let everybody know how they can get your shows.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. AYS Sports on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We go from 7 to 8, Monday through Thursday. We're going around the SEC. We've had a lot of people asking us to continue to do around the SEC, so we'll continue to do that. So it gets you from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Time. And don't forget to rate and subscribe.
Awesome work there, sir. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day.